High Intermediate, Part 2.
Lesson 4. Listen to Stephen as he talks about his wife, Anne.
The doctor says Anne might have the baby soon. She has some pains, and the doctor's not sure. But I don't know. She might not have it. What if she has it early? She's almost 2 weeks early.
Now, listen to this conversation.
Connie, I might have to leave early today.
Uh-huh.
And I might not be in tomorrow or the next day.
Now, listen and repeat.
Anne might have the baby soon. The doctor says Anne might have the baby soon. The doctor says Anne might have the baby soon. But I don't know. She might not have it. But I don't know. She might not have it. But I don't know. She might not have it. I might have to leave early today. I might have to leave early today. And I might not be in tomorrow. And I might not be in tomorrow.
We often use might or might not to talk about a future possibility. We say something might happen or it might not happen. We say we might do something or we might not do something. All right, now you're going to hear.
Anne is almost ready to have the baby, so Stephen has to leave early today.
And you say,
he might have to leave early tomorrow, too.
You hear,
Maria isn't in today. She's very busy.
You say,
she might not be in tomorrow, either.
Ready? Let's begin.
Anne is almost ready to have the baby, so Stephen has to leave early today.
He might have to leave early tomorrow, too.
Maria isn't in today. She's very busy.
She might not be in tomorrow, either.
Stephen wants to be with Anne today.
He might want to be with Anne tomorrow, too.
He's very nervous today.
He might be very nervous tomorrow, too.
Anne wants him to be at home today.
She might want him to be at home tomorrow, too.
Anne and Stephen don't have a name for the baby today.
They might not have a name for the baby tomorrow, either.
Connie doesn't know Stephen's schedule today.
She might not know Stephen's schedule tomorrow, either.
All right. You know that there are two other ways to talk about possibilities. For example, to say, he might be in his office, you can also say,
he may be in his office.
Or you can say,
he could be in his office.
Now listen to these three sentences, which mean almost the same thing.
He might be late for work tomorrow. He may be late for work tomorrow. He could be late for work tomorrow.
Now listen to each one again. This time, repeat the sentence after you hear it.
He might be late for work tomorrow. He may be late for work tomorrow. He could be late for work tomorrow.
Now you're going to hear some questions and then a cue to the answer. Using either might, may, or could. For example, I ask the question, "Where's Stephen?" And you hear the cue,
"May, in his office."
So you say,
"I don't know. He may be in his office."
Or I say, "What are you doing tonight?" Then you hear the cue,
"Might, to a movie."
And you say,
"I don't know. I might go to a movie."
All ready? Let's begin. Where's Stephen?
May, in his office.
I don't know. He may be in his office.
What are you doing tonight?
Might, to a movie.
I don't know. I might go to a movie.
Where's my script?
Could, on your desk.
I don't know. It could be on your desk.
What nationality is he?
Could, American.
I don't know. He could be American.
When will Maria call?
May, tonight.
I don't know. She may call tonight.
Where are you going on your vacation?
Might, California.
I don't know. I might go to California.
How are you going to get there?
May, drive.
I don't know. I may drive.
Now listen to this conversation about WEFL's story about archaeology on the Mediterranean coast.
And every year, people from all over the world come to dig here. This was a big city a long time ago. What do they look for? Anything. They might find statues, temples, coins, pottery. Who knows? Do they find anything? Sometimes they find things on the ground. Sometimes they find things under the ground or under rocks. Sometimes they find things on top of walls. That's not the only place they dig.
What do you mean?
Herod's city was located on the coast. A lot of people look for objects that might be on the bottom of the sea.
You mean they might find objects in the water?
Yes. The city was once a major harbor.
Now, listen and repeat.
People from all over the world come to dig here. People from all over the world come to dig here. They might find statues, temples, coins, pottery. They might find statues, temples, coins, pottery.
On the ground. Sometimes they find things on the ground. under the ground. Sometimes they find things under the ground or under rocks. Sometimes they find things under the ground or under rocks, on top of walls. Sometimes they find things on top of walls,
Some people look for objects that might be on the bottom of the sea. Some people look for objects that might be on the bottom of the sea. Some people look for objects that might be on the bottom of the sea.
In the water. Objects that are in the water. They might find objects that are in the water.
All right. Now let's imagine that you are an archaeologist. Start by repeating this sentence.
I'm an archaeologist.
I'm an archaeologist.
Okay. You're an archaeologist. Now you're going to tell us where you found different things. For example, you hear
statue under rocks.
And you say,
I found this statue under the rocks.
You hear
pottery on top of wall.
And you say,
I found this pottery on top of the wall.
All right, let's begin.
Statue under rocks.
I found this statue under the rocks.
Pottery on top of wall.
I found this pottery on top of the wall.
Coins on the bottom of sea.
I found these coins on the bottom of the sea.
Bible on ground.
I found this Bible on the ground.
Statue of a king under ground.
I found this statue of a king under the ground.
Temple on the bottom of harbor.
I found this temple on the bottom of the harbor.
Rocks in water.
I found these rocks in the water.
You said you found those rocks in the water? Well, I hope those rocks are important to archaeologists like you. They look like plain old rocks to me. But of course, I'm not an archaeologist. This is the end of Lesson 4.
Tingli Katang, TingClass.com